Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Throughout the biblical narrative, we see a pattern of God choosing to work through human instruments to accomplish his purposes on earth. From the patriarchs like Abraham to the prophets, judges, and ultimately Jesus Christ and the apostles, the scriptures provide numerous examples of God enacting his will through people. Though all-powerful, God has chosen to limit himself by working in partnership with human beings rather than unilaterally imposing his will. The Apostle Paul captured this beautifully, describing the church as God's co-workers, charged with the high calling of spreading the good news of Christ. This is the unfathomable privilege we've been given as the body of Christ. In today's sermon titled, God works through people, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to recognize and embrace the ways God is calling you to participate in his work.
Don't ever believe the lie of the enemy by thinking that you are only human. My friend, that's a lie. You aren't only human if you are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen to a question that the Apostle Paul asked the Corinthians. He said, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? That's a question. And he continued to say that you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So you have the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Again, it's recorded in the book of Romans. And he says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you, you know? So you are not just a human being. Holy Spirit lives in you. God himself has put his spirit in you. The Bible says that God is spirit and he has given us his spirit. We are not ordinary people. He says that as he is in heaven, so are we in this world. But then people will approach God and say, oh God, I am nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing. The doctor says the disease is incurable, but I believe you can do all things. You know, that's not the right way to approach God. Did you know that's all lies? Somebody might say, well, you don't believe God can do all things. Yes, God can do all things. The answer is God can do all things. But God says he will only do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think, according to the power that works in you. So now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. That's what the Bible says. According to his power that is at work within us. That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 that many believers know. So God has limited himself to working through people, and you have to believe to receive, or if you doubt, you will receive nothing from God. It's not coming from me, from the Bible. The Bible says that doubters will receive nothing from the Lord. And I have to read this scripture to you. Many of you know it, but I have to read it. It's James chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. That's a statement that maybe many of us will not comprehend. He said that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. That's James chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. So doubters will receive nothing from God. But God has placed his own spirit in us and he works through us. So it's wrong to say, oh God, you could do anything if you wanted to. You could just heal me. That's not true. You have believed the lie, I'm telling you. God has to have a person to flow through, and that person can be you, and even those who are receiving from him. You have to believe in order to receive. If you are doubting, you cannot receive. That's what Jesus went to his own hometown, Nazareth. And Bible says he couldn't do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Jesus was marveled when he saw that they did not believe in him. They got annoyed because they knew him just by the flesh. And that's what we need to know. God wants to pass through people. God wants to use his power through people to help out. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and those disciples are you and me as well. This is what Jesus said. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs, listen again, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. My friend, Jesus is not coming from heaven to lay hands on the sick. Jesus is not coming from heaven to feed the poor. Jesus is not coming from heaven to clothe the naked. He has to pass through people to do all these marvelous works. And that any believer following Jesus and will believe and receive, he must know that he's got the power to act on this earth as when Jesus was on this earth. So if we are going to be involved in the Great Commission mandate that I just read to you, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Then we are supposed to go into the world. We have to involve ourselves. Go everywhere and announce the message of God's good news to everyone. Angels are not coming from heaven to come and preach the gospel. Jesus himself has done his own work already. And he has given us a mandate. He has commanded us on this earth that we should spread the news, the good news of the gospel that will bring salvation to people. And so the Bible goes on to say, not only just preach the gospel to everyone. It says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And whoever refuses to believe will be condemned. God has to have a person to flow through, my friend. He wants to work through you to present the good news of the gospel. And he wants to flow through you and also to touch his people. And he wants to flow through your hearers as well. They have to believe in order to be saved. It's not your job to save anybody. You are just to present the gospel and then they choose to believe or not. That's one of the unique things. Somebody may say, if I had a magical ministry wand or something like that, that I could just wave over some people and they get it. And that's not like so. And they will just understand it and they will live it and they do it. That would be awesome. But that's not how the kingdom of God works. That goes against the nature of God because he's a battle with free will. He wants us to operate in faith. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The Lion of Judah will speak for himself. So you just go and preach the gospel. So it's up to the individual hearers to make up their minds, whether to believe or not. That's how the gospel works. And so we are here to act on behalf of God. We are his ambassadors, operating and representing him as he is in heaven. So are we in this world. So God has limited himself to working through people. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is condemned or doomed. And these signs shall follow those who believe. We shall heal the sick and cast out demons. So as a believer, you have to proclaim the gospel and to live it, and then it's between them and God if they believe it or not. God is looking for people to work through. People are born again through the incorruptible seed of the power of the word of God. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. The word of God is powerful. It brings salvation. It brings correction. It can rebuke. And I tell you, it can do all things that you just need the word. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Because God's word is powerful. If you hear the gospel and you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. The Bible says that how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? If you don't preach the gospel, who will hear the good news? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? You've got to spread the word. You've got to announce the good news of the gospel to every creature. And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? And as is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Hallelujah. My friend, your feet might be beautiful when you go around preaching the gospel. Somebody might say they may not listen to me. Now the power of God is upon you. And God is saying, go and proclaim the truth to them, because you have no right to reject the truth for them. Even if you think you feel intimidated, I'm telling you, you cannot reject the truth from the people who really need them. If God has asked you to speak to somebody, just go ahead and do it. The question is, who are you to say they are not going to listen to me? When the master has commanded you to speak out, he says, do not be quiet and announce the gospel of the kingdom of God. Who are you to reject the truth for somebody when God has chosen you to go and bear fruit? The Bible says you did not choose yourself. God chose you, and he has chosen you to go spread the good news of the gospel. Go bring the love of God to people. Go bring the healing of the Holy Spirit to people. Bring every thought and argument to the obedience of Christ. If you are just trying to argue and think that, oh, you are not involved in this, it's all the lies of the devil. You see, our own shyness, our insecurities, our logical contemplative thought processes, we say to you, oh, well, they say they hate church. They say they hate the gospel. They say that, oh, they are not interested. I am not going to say anything. No, my friend, it's the devil who's lying to you. The question is, who are you to determine where people are in their walk with the Lord? Remember that you are placed in the world for such a time as this. God wants to work through you to reach out to this dark and lost and dying world. Therefore, go into the world. Go everywhere and announce the message of the good news of the gospel to each and everyone, to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is condemned. But remember, these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will heal the sick and cast out demons. They will lay hands and the sick will recover. You have to keep your heart sharp and to keep your relationship with God in a very intentional way. Because I can tell you that there are thousands of distractions over there. The enemy loves to distract us. That's why if you can do that, then we will not just abide by the Great Commission. We don't have to just yield to the devil. Yes, it will just blind your eyes, so you will not see the people that you need to actually touch. God wants to touch the people around you through you. You can just reach out to them. We don't let the overflow of our relationship touch people, but that's the main point. As you have relationship with God, that will actually help us to touch people, because we are just busy. Sometimes we are busy and concerned about our insecurity and ourselves. Sometimes the enemy of God's best will distract you with even good things, where you say yes to everything you want to do, but no to what God is telling you to do. You will have no time for anything regarding the kingdom. That's not good. We are here to touch people. God has put His Spirit in us, and He can touch people through us. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you are already a believer, my friend, know that you are here for a time like this. God wants to touch people through you. And just have a good relationship with Him, and you will know where to go, when to speak, and who to touch. So I pray that you will actually make a move with this particular mandate that has been given to us. And for those who have not received Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. So God can flow through you as well. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.